Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we're about 5-6 days into Ramadan now, and this is when laziness begins to creep in and people start going backwards in their worship and in their recitation of the Quran. Salat al-Tarawih now, people will begin to skip days in al-Masjid. The prayers, the obligatory prayers, people will start delaying them. Where at the beginning of the month, it was a fiery, powerful start. This laziness is an issue and it needs to be addressed. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has provided a solution for every matter. The very first thing is, there are two adhkar that you need to be consistent upon. And these two adhkar are remedies. They are treatments for laziness. The first one is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. To say this and to continue to repeat it throughout the day and throughout the night. Set for yourself a goal, saying it about 50 times, 100 times, 200 times. Don't even put a number. Say it until you feel that your heart has become nourished and energized for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And acknowledge and understand its meaning. La hawl, meaning there is no movement. There is no movement whatsoever. Al-hawl, يعني التحول من حال إلى حال. There is no movement from laziness to energy, and no movement from kufr to iman, and no movement from sin to good deeds, and from bad habits to good habits. ولا قوة, and there is no power, no might, إلا بالله, except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not be able to change your situation of laziness into energy to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, except if Allah Azza wa Jal was to give you this power. So you repeat these words. And this is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the slave says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allah would say, Aslama abdi wa staslam, that my slave has submitted. He has submitted to me and he has surrendered to me. It's like you've given up. You've given up. You've put your hands up when you say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, meaning you're saying, Oh Allah, I direct all my affairs to you. All my affairs, I direct them to you. And if you have directed all your affairs to Allah, meaning you have directed them to the source of power and to the source of might and to the source of strength and ability. And so if this is who you're relying upon, if you're relying upon Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is by saying La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then such people, Allah Azza wa Jal gives them energy. Energy in this worldly life to fulfill their daily activities, and energy in their worship, spiritual energy, so that you continue worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal in the manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is to say subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar, before sleeping. You say subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu akbar 34 times. And that is a total of 100 times. And this is the dua al-dhikr that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Ali radiallahu anhu and Fatima radiallahu anha, his daughter. And he said to them, before you sleep, say subhanallah 33, alhamdulillah 33, Allahu Akbar 33. فَذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمَا مِنْ خَادَمٍ. This would be better for you than a slave. And a slave in the house, he helps fulfill daily activities and so on. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, you will have enough strength and energy with this dhikr that you won't even need a slave to do daily work at home. And so this dhikr, as I said, it gives you energy to fulfill daily activities and also spiritual worships. Then my brothers and sisters in Islam, once you've energized yourself with this dhikr and you've mentioned La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wallahu Akbar, afterwards, be realistic. Set realistic goals. Not for the rest of Ramadan, I'm saying. For every single day that you're going to live. Especially now, these days of Ramadan. So as soon as you wake up in the morning, what do you want to achieve of worship during this day? Set a plan. If it's reading 5 pages of the Quran, write, I will read 5 pages of the Quran. You don't have to finish the Quran. Some people, they have this expectation that they want to get to, but it's not realistic for them. I want to finish the Quran. He's never finished the Quran in any other month outside of Ramadan. And then at the end, once we come into the 5th, 6th day, realizes I haven't read the 6 ajza that I need to be reading so I can complete the Quran at the end of the month. And then that's it. He gives up or she gives up. This is a problem. So if it's not realistic that you're going to finish the Quran at the end of Ramadan, set something, yani a target that you'll reach. If it's half a juz, 10 pages, 5 pages. And remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The most beloved deeds to Allah, beloved, this is something Allah loves from the servant, are the deeds that are consistent, even if they were minimal, even if they are small. It is better for you to read a page of the Quran for the rest of your life, for the rest of your life, be consistent on that, than to read the entire Quran 10 times only in Ramadan. And then that's it, see you later, you don't see the Quran after that. Understand, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this laziness, sometimes we bring it upon ourselves because we set unrealistic goals. And then at the end of the day, of course you cannot achieve it. Therefore, laziness kicks in. But if you planned your day and your night of Ramadan with things that you're able to do, then you will be able to find some energy in yourself. Set out. So when Saturday, Sunday comes, for example, maybe there's extra time you have on Saturday and Sunday, plan to read more of the Quran on that day, attending Salat al-Tarawih at the masjid or praying it at home. Anyway, try to be realistic in your goals, and that is one of the practical ways that removes and separates you from laziness. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us all strength and ability that we worship Him in a manner pleasing to Him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.